Shalom Avracha. We're continuing our growth through this special period of time. It continues. It's not ending. But that's part of the Maharach that Hashem set up for us to continually grow. David HaMelech has a beautiful pasuk. Kavoy kivisi Hashem. I turned to Hashem. I put my hope in Hashem. I did it again. Kavoy kivisi. That is the way we're supposed to go. Not just we ask one time and if we get it good and if not, we give up. A Jew never gives up. Kavoy kivisi again and again and again. Like the other pasuk, David HaMelech said, Kavoy Hashem chazak v'yames libecha v'kavoy Hashem. Hope for Hashem. Hope for the salvation. Doesn't come, keep on hoping. Because what you're doing is you're bringing yourself closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You bring yourself to a higher level of existence. You bring yourself to more Siyat HaShemayah. Every tefillah that one says is producing tremendous results for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. Continues the pasuk, Kavoy kivisi Hashem, vayet elai, vayishma shav osi. Hashem turned to me and he heard the call, the cry that I'm calling after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Batal Shavosom Elohim. Parshas Shmos says that the Shava of Klal Yisrael from their state, the physical and spiritual state they were in Mitzrayim, went straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change this entire Hanhog and start the Mahalach of the Geula. Redemption of Klal Yisrael. Shavuot, that type of tefillah, is not just a request. It's something coming from the depths of a heart. I can't without it. I must have it. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus' Sefer on tefillah, he calls it hysteria. But what he means to say is that feeling, that's what he explains. It's not a tefillah, okay, it'll be nice to have it. When it's just nice to have it, Hashem says, nice to have it, okay. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But when a Jew feels, I must have it, I can't live without it. It's something so important to me. That type of tefillah is a tefillah that goes straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. To feel how much the real values are so important for us. I can't go another day with Jewish blood being shed, with Jews in captivity. I can't go another day of Bechlal, this whole matzav that we're in Golis, that we have to put up with all the physical and spiritual tzaras that the Jews are going through. I can't go another day without Sechazenu Einenu. Bishuvcha. Yitzion Berachamim. To see the base of Mikdash rebuilt. That's what our goals are. And everything in our physical lives also. To show Hashem that these things that are important to Him are important to us. Kamavan, our health, Panosa, these are also important things. Because in order to be Oved Hashem properly, we need these things. It's not coming from a feel of despair. I can't, meaning that I can't. It's so terrible. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy with what I have. I'm able to live my life with simcha. But lemaisa, I know there's so much more out there. It could be so much better. And the only reason why Hashem is letting this situation happen is because He wants us to wake up and wants us to turn to Him and mold that bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To take the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the things that are paining us in our personal lives, in Klal Yisrael, the Kvod Shemayim of the world, and the Ruchnis of the world, these things are so important to us. And if everything works out tomorrow, great. And if it doesn't, we just keep on going. Because we know the thing that gives us strength, is the fact that we know we're so close to Hashem. We know that every tefillah that mispal Hashem is listening. Every tefillah has such a powerful effect. And we grow from every one of them. So this is an amazing thing that a Jewish person has. Mitzad Echad, he feels exalted, he feels great that he's the Am Hashem, he's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad Hashem, he can still call out from the depths of his heart, I need it, I must have it. And Mitzad Shlishi, if he doesn't get it, he's able to still focus on what he does have and live a pleasant, peaceful life, enjoy every day of his life. Should be Zeicha to have this, all these facets of the beautiful life of an Oved Hashem, and see big Yeshuas, the head of your main.